Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. Today's message is a continuation of the series I've been doing on Peter Gatchi's very important book on mammography. So I'll just pick up where I left off. The defenders of mammography continue to lie about study design results and other important factors, and many people believed the lies they were told. And Gatchi says, unfortunately, this is a direct quote, unfortunately, repetition renders falsehoods into perceived wisdom, end of quote. Whether the issue is mammography or something else, inconvenient information must be refuted, and there are a few standard strategies that are used when opponents can't come up with logical and scientific evidence. And the ones that are most common are, you're killing my patients, everyone agrees, the trials are outdated, which should mean we need new trials, not that we just accept the wrong conclusions from the outdated trials. I mean, it's just almost ridiculous. In response to the criticism, and particularly the everyone agrees response, Gatchi responds that in medical history, people have often agreed to make the same mistake. Everyone agrees is not a justification for anything. The response from the research community to the research that Nordic Cochrane published about mammography was just a little bit better. One biostatistician wrote that he found the criticism from oncologists amusing, quote, since they are nearly all statistical idiots, end of quote. Others wrote that people never look closely at evidence that undermines their beliefs. Many of the comments from critics showed that they had never even read Gatchi's paper. And I've contended for years that many of Campbell's critics have never actually read the entirety of the China study. Another researcher reported that when she reported similar information, she was told she was a murderer, that she should commit suicide, and that the American Cancer Society had called her a fraud, dishonest, and unethical. I didn't find any of this surprising. The American Cancer Society is one of the worst organizations on the planet, and they've made similar threats and allegations against Dr. Campbell many years ago. They have a long history of taking the wrong side of almost any issue, which is why they'll never get a dime from me. The basic opposition to Gatchi's work is summed up with the following statements. The study should never have been published because it undermined the efforts of lots of people who have worked hard to institute mammography. But the test is useless, so it doesn't make any difference if it undermines efforts that are useless. The study would dissuade women from having a mammogram. Well, shouldn't women know when they're being herded into testing that's useless and results in overtreatment and harm? There were fewer mastectomies being performed at the time he and his colleagues were doing their research, but it doesn't matter, and it's a nonsensical response to the questions of whether any of them were warranted or saved anyone's life. Gatchi states in response to the personal attacks and completely incorrect and misleading statements made about him and his research, quote, screening had become a religious belief and was fanatically defended. And we often see this when people can't come back with a scientific argument. They just cite their belief in something and become almost irrational in their defense of it. The conclusion should not have included death from other causes, since mammography is only designed to prevent deaths from breast cancer. This allegation is ridiculous because it ignores the dangers of overdiagnosis and overtreatment. Radiation damages the heart, for example. So many patients die years later from heart disease induced by treatment for a cancer that they didn't have. And the usual, everyone agrees, they're killing my patients, and all the statements they pull out, when I say they, I mean the opponents to mammography, all the statements that they pull out anytime they don't want to have a discussion about the scientific facts. So I'll stop there, and we'll pick this up tomorrow. I'm spending a lot of time on this book because half the women in this country are badgered. In fact, I got a letter from my insurance company today that encouraged me to make my well woman visit, which includes getting a mammogram since I'm over 40 years old. And you can imagine what I did with that. It went right into the shredder. But unfortunately, most women don't know that that's what they should do with their reminder to get mammography. So anyway, that's all for now. Have a great day.